Once upon a time on a wall in a little house in a country far away, there hung a beautiful paper dragon. It was carefully folded and looked almost lifelike. The dragon was painted the colors of the rainbow, and its tail was spread wide like the tail of a peacock. Many years went by, and the people who lived in the house enjoyed the picture of the colorful dragon. People who came to visit the house stopped to see the brightly colored dragon, but no one ever asked about where it had come from. A couple of times, someone took it down from the wall, only to put it in another wall in the little house, and arranged the tail slightly differently. Doing this, they felt a feeling of energy of life. End of life. Something about holding the paper dragon made them feel free. Once a stranger on his journey passed by the house and happened to see the beautiful dragon hanging on the wall, struck by its beauty, he stared closely at the dragon. Without asking permission, he lifted down the dragon from the wall. He hung it over his arm and went out into the yard with skilled fingers. He tied a string around the dragon's body and quickly went to an open place. As a breeze began, the stranger carefully let out the string and ran into the wind. The dragon lifted into the air and it soared high above like a kite. The dragon seemed to be pulling higher and higher into the air, almost as though it was flying. The people who lived in the house came outside to watch the man with the dragon. They were surprised to see the beautiful purple dragon flying above them, brightly colored with its long tail flowing behind it. They began to think that maybe there was something about this dragon that they had not noticed before. As the wind blew, the dragon happily danced in the air above. Without warning, the string broke, and the dragon flew higher and further away from them. The people below squinted as they looked up at the brightly colored dragon. Suddenly, the little paper dragon began growing its paper wings, stretched wide and long. Its paper body began to change, and the small creature flew higher and higher. The people below looked in amazement as the dragon came to life and flew away. Turning to them, the stranger said, "Some things are just meant to be free."